Holy Culture Radio. Banging. Banging. Christian hip hop. Christian hip hop. And R&B.
Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound.
Look, up in the sky.
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's
what in the ham sandwich?
We saw it in the band, yo. Let y'all know. Don't take it personal. It's just business.
This is what I want to say to them. Yeah. They gave me a new era type fit.
There you go.
Not that old flex fit. You know what I'm saying?
One size fit all fit.
And the shorty go up to the altar doing the huck a buck. But it looked more like a Poland lap dance.
There you go.
She might be a church sniper.
There you go.
You know what I'm saying? Don't jaw me to death.
Don't jaw me.
And we praying for you, B.
We praying for you.
But you dead wrong, man.
You dead wrong.
We don't shoot no hot ones on the show.
Nah.
We got to call a spade, man.
Yeah.
What in the ham sandwich?
Yeah.
Yo.
Yeah, yeah.
What's good? What it do, man? It's the What in the Ham Sandwich Show.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? It's your boy, Sean Slaughter.
It's your boy, Shaq Nick, a.k.a. Cook Dog, a.k.a. the Drummer Beast Boy.
And I'm True Asia.
You know what I mean? And yes, we are back on the block. You know what I'm saying? You know how we do. For another fantastic, fantabulous episode of the What in the Ham Sandwich Show, where we cut through the fat.
Uh-huh.
We give you the facts.
Amen. Amen.
It's not for the boring. It's only for the daring. You know what I'm saying?
You dare to listen.
You know what I'm saying? You dare to listen.
That's
you know
right.
what I'm saying? And this is kind of a fitting moment.
Fitting.
You know what I'm saying? We had show number 100.
100.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying?
Keep it 100.
Keep it 100.
Yeah.
Last week. And hopefully everybody downloaded the Foolish Freestyle. You know what I'm saying? Them Ham Boys mixtape. You know what I'm saying? Because I ain't going to front. When I was doing it, I was crying.
For sure.
I was cracking up. But this week, we got a little announcement to make. It's been a long time coming.
It's been a long time coming.
It's been a long...
But a change
It's a big come. Deal. It's a big
it's
deal.
A, it's a big deal right now. It's big things right now.
Yeah, you better open up your ears and
you know
listen.
Exactly.
It's bad.
And basically,
uh-huh.
you know what I'm saying? Y'all know the single of the album, Flesh Killer, myself and JR. And you know what I'm saying? We have in our hands... You know what I'm saying? As we speak.
It's tangible now.
It's tangible. We have a fresh, hot off the press.
Hot.
You know what I'm saying? Copy. Of the music video. That's right, y'all.
There isn't a burnt copy yes. in sight.
And then y'all know right now.
It's yeah. only one and the only
one
copy.
Original, fresh copy.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying?
Ain't nothing floating around.
Nothing.
Ain't no bootlegs.
Ain't
nobody on at the Walmart outside.
You know what I'm saying?
At the Target.
Two for 10.
You know what I'm saying? 2 for 10. You can't get none of this.
You can't get none of this. You know what I'm saying?
For sure.
And we are going to be debuting the Flesh Killer video exclusively.
Exclusively.
on the Ham Network.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? This Friday.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And so,
but if you wanted to get it though for $1 million, we ain't got a day for it on the Ham Sandwich Show.
Go ahead,
we can just get it to you.
Hit that PayPal. You know what I'm saying? And you want to go ahead and get that for $5,000 a copy?
For sure,
be our guest. You know what I'm saying? But November 6th, this Friday, you know what I'm saying? We will be debuting the Flesh Killer music video exclusively. You can't see it nowhere else.
Nowhere.
You know what I'm saying? But the Ham Network, and we have in the house the producer and the director of the Flesh Killer music video. Guys, can you please introduce yourselves?
My name is Andy Didway. I'm the producer.
Hey, I'm Dan Ostrom. I was the director.
You know what I'm saying? And, you know what I mean? We gotta show these dudes some love.
Yeah, yo.
Because, you know what I'm saying, there's a little story behind this music video. You know what I'm saying? And but before we go there, where are you guys from originally?
I'm from North Carolina.
I'm from Minnesota.
Okay, North Kakalaki.
Kakalaki.
And Minnesota, Brett Favre town.
Yeah.
And
DeSoto. Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Favreapolis.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And these dudes, they attend Regent University. What year in Regent are you?
We're both juniors.
Both juniors at Regent University.
That's
and,
what's up.
That's what's up. You know what I'm saying? Can you kind of give us a little bit into, you know, how you put this video together? I mean, there was a lot. There was a 30-foot green screen. There was a crew, a large crew. They ate a lot of food. You know what I'm saying?
Hungry college kids.
You know, hungry college kids. We shot it all in one day. Can you kind of give us a little synopsis of maybe just how you guys kind of hustled it and put it together? I know it's a lot, but just how you put it together.
Well, it all started when I went to your opening day concert. I saw you on up there with JR.
Okay, yeah, that's right, the Man on Fire concert.
Yeah,
right.
The opening day, and I saw you didn't have a music video, so I went home and I researched when your next concert was.
Okay.
And found you out, and you gave us the opportunity. So
I think we're at Believer's House. I think, yeah.
Yep.
And we get people approach us all the time for stuff.
Right.
So I didn't know if you was like the real deal, like a mass murderer or something.
Or
you
know? Faker Malaker.
All right, so then that happened. And then once we had the okay, you know, how'd you get the crew together? How'd you build a green screen? I mean.
Well, shout outs to my boy Ben K. Me and him, we spent 5 days all day long building that 30-foot green screen.
My Lord.
Yeah, we had a.
Jesus.
We had a crew over 50 people. From the film crew to the green screen crew. So
Wow.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Regent provided all the equipment for the green screen too.
Big so. Hold up.
Shout out to
big
Regent.
Shout out to Regent University. You know what I'm saying? They really looked, I ain't gonna front, they looked out big time. But I'm also a student.
Glory.
We're getting twisted.
You know what I'm saying? And so I had a banging lighting crew. Right, as well.
Isaac Pletcher. Yeah.
Big shout out to Isaac. Spent all day and night building the green screen. How was the day for you guys? I mean, it was a long day. What time did you guys get in? What time did you guys leave?
I was up at like 6, you know, planning for this thing.
Right.
But, I mean, we ended. We shot the whole thing in like 7 hours, which is kind of unheard of for
right.
like a music video shoot like that. Especially right. on green screen and everything. But, yeah, we probably worked like 12 hours, like from beginning to end that day.
One day.
And then hundreds more on the post production.
Hundreds.
A hundred.
Glory.
You know what I'm saying? And so, you know, a lot of you might be asking, how come the video took so long?
Yes.
Right? What took so long?
It took 16 years.
And basically, you know what I'm saying? There was a little miscommunication, but
right.
But here's what's crazy, you know what I'm saying? When you're dealing with God, there was a cat, I guess, that was originally working on the editing.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And as Cook say, you know what I'm saying, he was F grade. You know what I'm saying? We ain't gonna say a thing. He wasn't A work. He wasn't B work. You know what I'm saying? He was F grade. You know what I mean? God bless him though. You know what I'm saying?
What's his name?
And
don't blow him up. Don't blow him up.
And so
I'll get killed if I say
look, don't do that to them. They gotta go back to the school.
Alright, man. So basically, you know what I'm saying? These are students working on the video. So they had to go home and they came back and the first day you guys were determined to get the video done.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying?
That's what's up.
And Dan, the director, basically took the video in his hands. And I mean,
it's unbelievable.
I mean, when you see the video, you're going to really understand how much work this man put into this video.
It's ridiculous, yo.
You know what I'm saying? But how long did you work on this thing, man?
Dude, honestly, I don't know. I worked probably like 20 hours a week for like a month and a half. So like, I don't know. And it was all in the Regent Library, so it was kind of...
Exactly. Listen to the grind. These dudes did the video, edited the video on Regent University Max, and they in the library.
And he has a full-time job, too.
And he has a full-time job.
Jesus! How many classes you taking?
Not completely full-time. It's a part-time job, but I'm taking like 15 credits. So.
And he's full-time in school.
Yeah, glue.
He getting it in.
Hey, man, we wanted it.
You know,
yeah.
Hey, yo, Superman.
It's like, no, he doing the hell hip hop race.
No, it's like,
the light bulb.
No, it's like we won the Super Bowl.
You know what I'm saying? And so, he grinded it out over the last couple of weeks, man, to make the video happen. And so, how would you describe this video? I mean, they haven't seen. Remember, the video. This is Monday. You know what I'm saying? This is the second when the show drops. The video's coming out on the 6th. And so, we want to build up some anticipation. You know what I'm saying? How would you describe the video?
Well, I mean, I gotta say though, first of all, like, God totally brought us through that whole post-production process. I mean, we wouldn't have got it done without him, but...
No doubt.
The whole video kind of has, like, this comic book theme, like, with Sean, well, you, like, are, like, the main character, and you got the flesh side, you know, kind of after you, and you're just, like, putting color in this, like, black and white world, and he just is coming through and taking it out, and basically, you know, I'm not gonna spoil the end, but but that's kind of, like, the setup.
Okay, all right, cool, and you came up with the idea, you came up with the storyboard.
Yep.
And it's pretty cool, because you do see, like, you know, it's kind of the black and white, and then the color, and you see kind of the good has the color, and the evil has the black and white, and whatever they touch. I mean, it's very Gothic City, Batman-ish and all that type of stuff. And so it's a bang. I ain't gonna front, I ain't seen nothing like it.
It's off the chain.
I know y'all seen Kanye West, you know what I'm saying, Heartless joint.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? He up in there smoking a cigarette.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Which,
you know,
I could say, since we've been working on this so long, Dan actually came up with the idea before Kanye did.
Really?
But we've been working on it so long.
Y'all heard it right, Chef.
Y'all heard it right, Chef.
But Kanye paid $80,000 for his video.
Exactly. And we paid for this video. You know what I'm saying? I go from, we got blessed. You know what I'm saying? And
that's called for a shout, say.
We got
Uncle Buck on.
I'm gonna say this right now. We got blessed.
Amen.
You know what I'm saying?
Amen.
And we wanna thank the Lord.
Thank the Lord.
You know what I'm saying? For what he's done.
I feel a shout coming on.
Because I feel a shout
coming on.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Nah, man. And so, we definitely got blessed with the video, man. And
yeah,
and so, if people want to get at you guys, you know what I'm saying, to shoot a video, because I know a lot of cats right now are looking for videos, Christian hip hop artists.
That's right.
And these, as you can hear, these guys are solid Christians. They love the Lord. And you know, that's what we need. I mean, we need good video graphics representation.
Right,
I mean,
right.
If Kanye can do it, if T.I. can do it. And if the world can give us their best, why can't we, you know, give our best? So
that's right.
If guys want to get in touch with you, Andy or Dan, are you guys like a package?
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? He's got like the next Hype Williams, I guess.
Nah,
you know,
the dynamic duo.
The dynamic duo. You know what I'm saying?
They need some names, though.
They need some names, yo.
For sure.
So what names you going to give them, yo? You know what I'm saying? What names, yo?
I'm not sure, yo.
You know what I'm saying? Think of something, yo.
Why?
You know what I'm saying? The video duo or something like that. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? The dream star. I don't know.
It's got to be something off the chain, though.
The Dream Weavers.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? For all y'all techies out there, the Dream Weavers. You know what I'm saying? But contact information. If people want to get in contact with you, they want a video. How can they get in contact with you?
They can contact me at a.g.didway, D-I-D-W-A-Y, @gmail.com.
Okay, a.g.didway, D-I-D-W-A-Y, @gmail.com. And so that's what's up. You want a video? After you see the Flesh Killer video, you definitely going to want to holler at these dudes. And you know what I'm saying?
Don't come with no fugaziness, y'all.
Yeah, don't
come. It ain't no free 99 over here, Sean.
Hey, check this out.
You know what I'm saying?
They're going to be a blessing to you.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? But don't come with your pockets empty like Rabbit is.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? Bring some cheddar, because, you know what I'm saying, they in college.
That's right.
They students, full-time,
that's
working
right.
part-time.
That's right.
Any up. You know what I'm saying? Bring some chips to the table.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And they're going to take, trust me, they're going to, these guys, I'm telling you, you know what I'm saying, these guys have been a blessing for me for the amount of money that I paid for the video that I got. It's been, these guys have blessed me. It's been unbelievable.
It's worth more than that.
All day long. The video is worth much more, you know what I'm saying, than what we received.
That's
and so,
right.
know what I'm saying? And I think that's what happens when you work with somebody that knows the Lord and that's has right. a heart has that's a heart
right.
of a servant.
That's right.
So don't come and try to get no free 99. Come to the table, you know what I'm saying, with some chips. And, you know what I'm saying, this guy's going to be a blessing to you, man.
So. Yeah, I know who we talking about.
What are you talking about, yo?
The darkies.
There's something wrong with you.
Hey, yo, now, all day.
Kirk is mentally unstable. I'm telling you, yo.
You know what I'm saying?
You need some Ritalin.
I know, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
All right, then.
Your Nike check marks. Anyway, anyway. You guys have any last words, man? Any else want to say? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But that's what's up, man. Are you guys satisfied with the video?
Oh, yeah. Dan Ostrom, amazing. Let me tell you.
Oh, dude, it was totally God.
D.O.
By the way.
You know what I'm saying? Amazing.
Completely.
And God, I want to let you guys know what they did with the video. Regent, I guess when you guys mentioned the idea, Regent said it cannot be done.
Yeah.
They said it can't be done. And so... I mean, this is so big in so many ways. Just watching God work through it.
That's right.
Totally God. Totally God.
Just watching just the historical things that he's... I mean, all the other stuff that comes from this, you have to now look at Andy and Dan and say, these guys are the ones that had the idea, that built the green... Regent has a green screen now because of you guys. I mean, so, you know...
You didn't tell them write y'all a check, dude.
You know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying?
They didn't end up on that money for that green screen.
go ahead and pay for that scholarship.
Scholarships.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
Hey, yo, Regent, you need to go ahead and give my man Andy and Dan full scholarship.
That's right.
Real talk.
Real talk.
You know what I'm saying? Pay for the books. Pay their way through. Stop playing. You know what I'm saying?
Y'all got a 700 club.
You know what I'm saying? Y'all got a 700 club.
You know what I'm saying?
Pat Robinson, this shit rolling.
That's right.
It's the Ham Sandwich Show.
For sure.
You know what I'm saying? My two homeboys need two scholarships, full ride.
Y'all can pay out your pocket.
You know what I'm saying?
That junk in your ashtray.
You know what I'm saying? So look, we appreciate Dan. We appreciate Andy. Sean Slaughter is Cook. It's true. We're going to come right back with the show, man. Hey,
like the Cape Crusader, running through your hood with the flavor, searching for one in need of a savior. No, I'm not the Dark Knight. I've been rescued from the Dark Knight. Now I'm the one that'll spark light. Hop in the Batmobile, headed for the battlefield. Mad appeal, catch me like you a savage, will? Nah, I'm relentless in my mission. People are dying, so I'm going soul fishing. Smashing through Gotham City, acting as God's committee. But I don't roll with cats that be robbing, get me? Cause the block is gritty. Ayo, who's rocking with me? I'm coming for those that in sin like Tupac and Biggie. Back in the day, I used to rob cats kinda sticky. Me and Robin broke up like Robin Whitney. I see the Joker trying to diss me. I knock him silly by the spirit within me. Till he's over like Lionel Richie. Hitting them hard with the spirit of God like boom, pow. Again, cape flapping in the wind as I ride through the night, dying to fight habits of sin, shackling the men, riding for Christ, never have to depend on the power within, unless of course it's the power of the spirit, his indwelling proves my powerful appearance, so I'm telling you, and I'm helping dudes with everything included on the belt of truth, and I welcome you into my chamber, under the blood of Christ, free from spiritual danger. Once was a stranger, now you're my neighbor. All of this came from the grace of the Savior. Not me, nah, I'm just a representative. Hands is repetitive and negative, but I get to live. I was dead in the night, ready to fight, but now I'm repping the Christ in all black, but I'm sharing the light. Hitting them hard with the spirit of God, like boom, pow, biff. Yeah, hitting them hard with the spirit of God, like pow, boom, kaplow. Yeah, hitting them hard with the spirit of God, like biff, boom, kazow. Yeah, hitting them hard with the spirit of God, like boom, biff, boom. Let the rest.
Hey, yo, what's good, man? I got my man Piper on the board. Hey, yo, what's good, man? I got my man Piper on the board. Hey, yo, what's good, man? I got my man Piper on the board. I got my man Vody Bakum on the drums. You know what I'm saying? We done raised Calvin from the dead to get on the horns. I mean, this is how we do it, man. We do this every day. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? I mean, we got Martin Luther on the ones and twos. You know what I'm saying? I mean, we got Martin Luther on the ones and twos. You know what I'm saying? I mean, we got Martin Luther on the ones and twos. Not Martin Luther the reformer, but Martin Luther King Jr. You know what I'm saying? Don't get me. I mean, you know what I'm saying? It's my man Alex Face decision. You know, chop it up with him. So let's get it.
Yeah. Let the record drop so I can show him that I'm ready. Ready to represent a world sharper than a machete. Sick of paper champions who begin to toss off confetti. They have arguments against God softer than my spaghetti. While haters are shaking, I'm in the basement, I'm contemplating. I'm patiently waiting to walk the streets with my Lord and Savior. The Alpha and Omega who is hazing and trailblazing. Whether you're a meal post or pre-trib patient. Okay. You know eventually there's a new heaven and new earth. He's looking for a people with a wrinkle, let's call the church. The means we protect and serve and mature to save. He's got children of many colors, he goes hard in the paint. Oh!
Let the record drop and give him what you got.
And some maturity. Let's grow in love and not be slave to insecurity. Okay. And not cover them up with coolness instead of purity. Be cool, but don't conflict with biblical unity. Yeah. I wanna prove I'm hotter. Sometimes I have a desire to spit a bar hotter than Marcus Gray on fire. That's my fleshly struggle to show the world what I got for a cat to grab my CD and say, this is why it's hot. But that's the world we live in, always wanting attention. For me to hear my name when your top five is mentioned. I just hope we see God's approval before our body rots. Cause when the record stops, I'm gonna show you what I got.
Let the record drop and give them what you got. Let the record drop and give them what you got. Let the record drop and give them what you got. Let the record drop and give them what you got. Let the record drop and give them what you got. Let the record drop and give them what you got. Give them what you got. Let the record drop and give them what you got. And then the bass don't bang till the speakers pop.
I got a flesh, I got a bang, it's a submission. No longer the same, gotta change, gotta live different. See, it got some boys that told me truth about the scriptures. I got convicted, and now your boy is a Christian. Yeah, I got this flesh, and no question, it gotta die. Cause it's death and resurrection, the reason I got this life. So I gotta give him glory with everything that I do. Whether it's performing or living purely for the youth. If it means getting martyred, no bother, I got the truth. Before they shoot, hear me hollering, baby, I got proof. Romans 1:16, if you feel you part of the crew, representing for the king, homie, is what you gotta do. Let your winner down it.
Let the record drop and give them what you got. Let the record drop and give them what you got. Let the record drop and give them what you got. Let the bass don't bang till your speakers pop.
This is a song to my Godfather, Father God, creator, but I call him Abba. Yeah, this is a song to my big daddy. I feel happy, a lady you would even have me. And I'm running to your arms like a little kitty. I know your throne is the size of a little city. And you could even crush a nation with your pinky finger. But you love me even when I didn't get the picture. Man, I gotta tell you this is real, fam. You even gave your only son, he a real man. Whoa, took the cross like a real champ. And now a sinner like me has a real chance to be every single thing you said that I'm supposed to. Cause sometimes this life is like a living roller coaster. You trump every god like playing the big joker. I'm running very hard just to be a little closer. Lord, you.
Lord, you. Lord, you. I am
Father, you know his name, they call him Mr. Alvin Slaughter. Yeah, I know he your favorite gospel artist, but growing up, we couldn't have an any father. I hated church people and you was a church person. I was scoring touchdowns, you in church working. I'm running with the real thugs, you had no clue. You take communion, I smoke weed and guzzle brew.
Lord, you.
But ain't God good? I got saved in 99, now it's all good. Word, all the hate, he's erasing it. Now me and my pops, we got a good relationship. On a road in a different city every weekend. I know God's got a plan, cause he's still speaking. I hope the message that I send is well understood. What the devil means for bad, God will make it good.
Lord, you. Lord, you. I'm so in love with you. I will place my trust in you. Say the word and I will do. On my will, Lord.
This is the song to my mama, cause you showed me love when I was nothing but drama. Yeah, you know they say that I'm just like you. You know how we do, mama, I love you. And I got a wife too, and she's so pretty. Her smile lights the sky up like New York City. Let's grow old together like my favorite pair of slippers. Girl, I love you, never diss you. It's like heaven when I kiss you. My two little girls call them Cinderella. Lyric love, sit hot, call her Spinderella. Jazz is the youngest and she's so strong. With God in your life, he'll write what's wrong. I wrote these words with love, I hope you really feel it. My father's full of love, to you he wants to give it. I know God has a plan just for you. So look up to the sky and say, Lord, you.
What up? Welcome back. One of Ham Sandwich Show.
We back.
We back.
You know what I'm saying? And, you know what I'm saying? We're going to jump off today's show. We want to appreciate Dan and Andy for stopping by.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? Don't forget to check out that video November 6th, this Friday. Ham Network is when it's popping off. And so this topic called True Beauty, you know what I'm saying? It happened when I saw a video that the Dove commercial, the Dove commercial been, you know what I'm saying? They've been trying to change some things around.
Thanks.
You know what I'm saying? They've been putting some thick sisters on their commercials.
That's right.
Some dark sisters as well.
Some dark sisters, some thick darkies. Sisters. You know what I'm saying? And some you know what I'm saying? Some thick white folks as well. You know what I'm saying? And when we say thick, we mean like shapely.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Got some body mass on them.
Body mass. You know what I'm saying?
Sharply.
You know what I'm saying? Sharply. They fill their draws out.
All right, watch them out. Watch them out. I got y'all thick sisters. Don't go too far.
I'm just saying.
I'm thick, so watch your mouth.
I'm just saying. I'm saying it's good. It's good with me. You know what I'm saying?
Look, oh, now it's good with
me. The commercials is all good with
all
me.
All good. You know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Because I don't want to see no little 5-year-old boys walking around. You know what I'm saying? Look like their butt got beat with a book bag. You know what I'm saying? That's not cute. You know what I'm saying? You look like you stopped growing at 7. That's not cute. You know what I'm saying? You got a license and crib and all that.
Yeah.
You know what
yeah.
I'm saying? But you look like you're in preschool.
Boy, you stupid.
Like I should
boy.
Bring you a sandwich and a snack.
Yeah.
That's not cute to me. Nah. Anyway, as you can see, this is where we're going. Talking about True Beauty. And anyway, the Dove commercial had a lady come in. And she was all right.
She was decent.
You know what I'm saying? She was a good looking lady, like an average good looking lady.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? She wasn't like fine off the chain. She was an average good looking white lady. And basically they fast forwarded the video. It was maybe about a minute.
Right.
And she had makeup applied, she had her hair done, all that type stuff. And then she had they took her after she had all her makeup and her hair. They put her in Photoshop, which is a photo editing program. They stretched her neck up. They slimmed her face out.
Her eyebrows and...
You know what I'm saying? All that type. They just trimmed her up.
Right.
And then that became the picture for a billboard. And so the way that she came in and then the way that she left, she looked totally different.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And so what you have now is you have a lot of girls, you know what I'm saying, who are now getting getting their face worked on, getting their breasts worked on, and getting their buttocks worked on.
Yes.
They Botox.
You know what I'm saying? They Botox and they buttocks.
Yeah. And you know they thigh-tox.
And they thighs, they hip tox. You know what I'm saying? And so, for instance, Little Kim got her nose work.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Got two bowling balls on her chest now.
And on her new album, she like a straight white lady. Straight white
bleaching
lady.
Her skin. You know what I'm saying?
You can't even tell that.
It's Lil' Kim.
That she was black. Yeah.
Now what's crazy with Lil' Kim is Lil' Kim was a cute girl.
Yeah, she was.
She was a very cute, around-the-way Brooklyn girl. And I guess she got caught up in the fame.
Uh-huh.
Her nose, lips, and now she look like a Barbie doll.
She went from a cute girl.
Right.
To a porn star.
Right.
To a white person.
You know what I'm saying? And she basically looked like, she looked like a Mattel doll. You know what I'm saying? It don't look like her. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? J-Lo, wow. The B mixes is what it's called. Check it out. Check out Little Kim and the B-E-E mixes. It don't even look like her. You know what I'm saying? And to me, it looked like she's trying to be white.
Yeah.
Like she's literally trying to change.
She's trying like a cover girl.
Everything. You know what I'm saying? But it's black cover girls. Like Queen Latifah was a cover girl.
Yeah, Rihanna.
You know what I'm saying? Rihanna was a cover girl. Wasn't Cleonce a cover girl too?
Beyonce was.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And Gabrielle Union.
You
know what I'm saying? Gabrielle Union. She was. You know what I'm saying? She was a cover girl.
Mary J. Blige on that too.
You know what I'm saying? Mary J. Blinken. You know what I'm saying? She always be blinking all the time.
Ellen DeGeneres.
You know what I'm saying? To my sisters right now, son.
A cover boy.
Yeah, but so was Queen Latifah, though. You know what I'm saying? You're a cover dude. You know what I'm
saying? We love you, Queen Latifah.
You know what I'm saying? We love you. All hell the queen.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Your hip-hop and your movies are banging and all that, but yeah. Hey, the truth was the truth. What game is that?
Let me go.
And so, you know what I'm saying? This is what's happening. I was thinking about someone. I said you have Queen Latifah. You have a Little Kim. You have J Lo, who got a butt reduction.
Yeah, Tyra Banks.
Tyra Banks had work.
I don't know.
She ain't had no work, yo. She's straight.
Uh-uh.
She had implants.
Yeah.
I don't think so. You know what I'm saying?
She had a neck implant. Her neck like a giraffe neck.
I can have a neck implant, yo.
Hey, oh no.
Just add like an extra inch and a half to
her
your neck.
Her neck is long. You know what I'm saying?
She can look everywhere. You know what I'm saying? It'd be a ride outside. She know when that's gonna jump off. You know what I'm saying? And so.
She a human security video.
And so, let's see. I'm trying to think of who else had plastic surgery.
Of course, Michael Jackson.
Michael Jackson. You know what I'm saying?
And Janet Jackson.
But what's Janet Jackson had it? She had a rib taken out.
Rib removed. Yeah. That's
so
crazy.
So that she could have a six pack.
Marilyn Manson.
He had plastic surgery.
He took his ribs out.
Are you serious?
Do you know why he took his ribs out?
Why? Why?
You sure let me tell you? Are you sure let me tell you why he took his ribs out?
You talking about the rock and roll star, yes, Marilyn Manson?
Yeah.
This is the actual truth.
Truth.
Why did he take his ribs out?
He wanted to give his own self.
You lying, son.
I'm not lying.
Fellatio.
Yes.
You lying, son.
Yes.
You lying, son.
I'm not lying.
You lying, son.
No, I'm not.
Marilyn Manson, you might be the most disgusting artist I ever heard of.
Yes.
So basically, he wanted to service himself.
Yes.
Oh, that's nasty.
So he took his
rib
out.
You never heard about that? That's about
years ago? So that he could bend all the way over.
Yeah, to bend all the way over.
He must be the loneliest man in the world.
I'm sure it's a heart attack, son.
You know what I'm saying?
And you see Lindsay Lohan? She looked mad.
She got plastic surgery?
She got mad.
Oh, Joan Rivers.
Joan Rivers is the plastic surgery that went wrong poster board.
Yes.
Oh, Hugh Hefner. Same.
I love New York.
Yeah.
Yeah, she looks bad.
She looked bad before the back surgery.
Jerry Jones.
Wendy Williams.
Wendy Williams.
Oh, she
Jerry
like
Jones.
Dude.
Jerry Jones got no plastic surgery,
yes, he
though.
Do.
On what?
His face.
For real?
Yeah.
That's why he looks so young?
Yeah.
Wendy Williams, you know what I'm saying? I don't care how big her breasts and butt look like. She looked like, what's the dude that sang Sean Jay?
RuPaul.
She looked like RuPaul.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? She is not cute. She ain't gorgeous.
No.
And she lucky she married.
Yeah.
You know who else look real bad? She's so young. Beckham. Victoria Beckham.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yo.
She look awful.
When she was a Spice Girl.
I know her.
She was very pretty.
Yeah.
She you know what I'm saying? Bad.
But here's the whole thing. People, they want to be more beautiful. They don't like their imperfections. You know what I'm saying? They don't want to get old. And so they go and they chop themselves up. And you don't realize is that you look worse than when you started.
That's right.
And
because everybody used to see you the way you were originally.
Exactly.
And when you change yourself, you're like, darn, is she sick?
Well, and she won't look like a Barbie doll.
Yeah.
What's that song? I'm a Barbie girl.
Yeah.
In my Barbie world. Come on, Barbie. Come on, Barbie. Let's go party.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Too sexy for my clothes. Too sexy for my shirt.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. All y'all want to look like a Barbie doll. You know what I'm saying? Y'all want to look super sexy. You know what I mean? And so you literally try to change your face look like that.
Right.
That's not cool, man.
It's not.
You know what I'm saying? It's dangerous. And you don't think it's dangerous? Ask Kanye West's mom.
That's right.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? She actually went to go get plastic surgery. And in the States, they wouldn't do plastic surgery on her. They said it's too risky because of her condition. She leaves the United States.
No, she actually did it. No, she did it here. She found a doctor.
Did it in Cali.
Yeah, she.
Oh, she did.
Yeah. A black doctor. Cali.
That was Usher's wife who left the country.
Oh, that was and
she had some.
She had complications too.
Yeah, she did.
You know what I'm saying? And so, in both cases, well, Kanye West's wife ended up dying. You know what I'm saying?
No, his mother. Yeah.
I mean, his mother ended up dying. Usher's wife ended up was botched up.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But basically, she looked bad. She looked worse than when she came.
But a lot of that beauty, you know, that stuff is not real. You gotta understand what these models go through to even get like that. It takes like up to 3 hours to do hair and makeup. Who has time for that?
And then take another 3 hours to Photoshop your behind.
Exactly. So
another 6 hours so you can't eat.
Well,
look, let's take a quick break and we will come back. You know what I'm saying? We're gonna talk about this true beauty, all right?
We're going to the music, y'all.
Yep.
We be black.
Damn.
Yo, what's cracking, y'all? Wrapping it up for the king.
Yeah,
boy.
Hallelujah. This is DJ I Rock Jesus.
Jesus. In the middle. I'm a new creation. Yes, a new creation. I'm a new creation. Yes, a new creation. I'm a new creation. Yes, a new creation. So only Christ may give my life. I'm a new creation. Yes, a new creation. I'm a new creation. Yes, a new creation. I'm a new creation. Yes, a new creation. So only Christ may give my life.
Think back to them hypnotized days. Haze and my eyes glazed. Steamed up, pockets creamed up, like a murder mace. Just heard my case. I beat it like I'm MJ. Looking for my verse so I can score like I'm MJ. Sexier than Halle Berry mixing Sade. Shorty walk from up the block. Yippee-ki-yay. Sleepy ass like Kwame. I wanna rock like Robbie. Past times of my pastime. Fast forward, please. Now I'm fast in my pastime. Pastime with designs designed by the divine heavenly high. Y'all's the reason why you hear me testifying my life. I was saying then it cleansed me more than Clorox white. Snow White's right, minus the dwarves, but keep the fruit. Here's the scoop, Satan's the witch he's trying to recruit. Soldiers for his army, yo, army nah, but a try though. I tipped it with a fat slice of the devil's pie, bro. Don't be like P. Diddy and take that. It's time for us to take back. What was ours from the giddy up? Want the truth? Hit us up. Fresh gear? Hit us up. Looking for a record label that's trill? Hit us up. I ain't bragging, homie, just looking, you'll see. Hat cock, can't see his eyes. Who could it be? With that new essay fitted on, who but me? From sacred apparel to Y&J, so Y&A. Body wanna hate on me, cause I push heat, and he gave me the means to do it, and I do it through. I ain't stopping. but homie, I thought you knew it. And I'd be darned if I let the words that you use hinder my spreading the truth. Cousin, we dealing with a lost generation. Just wait till we get Jay Light played on heavy rotation. It's gonna take a nation of millions to hold us back. And that can happen cause Yahweh got our back.
Tell them what it is on the freight train. Came out, cerebellum bacon on this fried game. Yellowstone Park, Yogi Bear got to eat again. Can't stop till we conquer every obstacle. I won't stop till the heavens leave binoculars. Boys, better I.E. cause I am not having it. Creeping out lean till they straighten out the likes of it. Banking on Jesus cause he came back from buying it. My shovel say dig and the people say dug. And if every time they reach back, I reach for it bumping it. The nuggets of the smile say I'm McDonald's loving it. The remnants of the jug say keep on chugging it. People ain't knowing it. I bought a lot of God and I unload them poisoning. So back in the spirit over there looking ugly. Forget about me cause my soul reads loyalty. I'm free from his roar. So it's eerie, eerie, all real, no theory. Just keeping on these tunes till these mummies can't feel me. Shouting on your blocks, raising havoc on your buildings. Pummel every evil thing down to a million. Meter, can't take the best of me. Handle like mercury, all up in the alleyways, call it university. Decked out Christian boy, looking like recipes, cooking on the best of me.
New creation, yes, a new creation, I'm a new creation, yes, a new creation, I'm a new creation, yes, a new creation. So only Christ may give my life. I'm a new creation, yes, a new creation, I'm a new creation, yes, a new creation, I'm a new creation, yes, a new creation. So only Christ may give my life. When we say we change, that means that we're sold out. With Christ we apply faith, so we going all out. We not afraid of them guns with the tall mouth. We going pan the mountain, Christ name we call out. Me not proud of the life where me used to live. But to Christ me all me give me try. Feel it positive, seek for the kingdom and all will follow.
Going to hell is not an option, but still I spit fire. Take life for the last time, honey, not your fire. Sag it a barrel, that there is my attire.
Yes, sir.
He's the puff, but the messiah, he got me way higher. Yeah. At this rate I'm going, I could never retire. Y and J meets the radio is what I inquire. Yeah, tell them, treat my songs like clothes in a dryer. I need heavy rotation. Give me them spins, I'll go pull up to that lot. Like, give me that Benz, I'd rather not instead, Lord, just forgive my sins. All that matters is when I die is that I get in. Look at them pretty pearly gates, I see them opening now. Until then, I guess I'll keep opening my mouth. In reference to the gospel, the booth is my chapel. Rhymes got them like Adam, how you like those apples? Hogan when I'm flowing. Who wanna wrestle? Repercussions of that coke and the slugs in the toast. I lost a whole lot of folks, but never lost my hope. You know me, I'm so loopy, I just kick push coast. Shots out to Shine Blue, the hottest mixtape host. I am the present, the future, and the last generation. Float with an old soul, but I'm a new creation.
What in the ham sandwich?
Yo, what's going on? It's your boy R. Swift. You are now rocking with the best DJ I-Rock Jesus. Yo, here we go.
Thought I was a rude boy, had be fucked it out. Walked to the beat and my own drum was underground. Raised in the church, but it was more like a deadbeat. The world looked better, but they left me for deadbeat. Over my head deep, pursuing what they were offering me. The world is yours, but I couldn't afford what it was costing me. Mama said, don't build your crib on the sand. But the streets told me you could build a brick with these grams. But my one way to hell, ego tripping, was thoroughly interrupted by his redemption. Now I bear my cross and bear witness. Give all the attention to him through my penship. Resurrected as the Lord's conduit. But done from the rest, man, I guando it. I'm a transformed man on fire. Here in the midst of the dark, the whole light of
you. No, they don't love me.
No desire to switch. Christ said woe to those who desire to be rich. That's right, dude. See, God knows for the right price you will fall into a trap for the cheese like mice do. In that case, I'm done with the wicked rat race. The cash chase, I ain't trying to stack papes. Now the gospel I preach is man's lost without Jesus. Gonna stray like dogs without leashes, yeah. And this is clear, life's like a magic trick, cause man is quick to disappear. This appears to be a heavy problem. We reject the sovereign God and we wanna cop what the devil's offering. So tell him I said no, no, no. How you gonna offer me something that you don't own? The earth is the Lord's and all its inhabitants. That means God owns it all.
No, who wants no, challenge no. It? No, they don't love me and I know now. No, no, no. No, they don't love me and I know now.
Your Highness paid the cost for me like a king's ransom. New look, new life, now your boy's handsome. Viable than life is, shine is, ISIS. If I could put a price tag on them, priceless. And less for the dollars and cents, they're so irrational. Running the GC, they tryna chase the capital. I flee temptation like, no, no, no. Equipped with the spirit like, go, go, go. Gadget, Christ freed us from an end that was tragic. Now there's no sign of a virus, I guess you could call it smash. Can't leave the stage without giving the gospel a chance to wake the dead man's up, so he looks like a thriller dancer. With his hands up, he thought he was in the band, cause the truth rolled off my tongue and rocked him right where he stands. There's a price on your head and you know he won't charge you. If you're like Tiki and Ronda and your father's a barber.
Anytime we have to stick up, put the money in the bag. Some come from selling the rock or running the block. Any gun where you the want, we did have it in. And any boy try for this, we know them coulda get trapped. And it's like a soul, they know you coulda get trapped. And we used to roll deep when we ride down the app. Enough money we make because enough gal we have. And no, we never innocent when we they are innocent. But Jesus Christ come fi cleanse me with sin. Used to make me money dirty, but now we make it clean. One wife we have and you know what we mean. Just like me life, now I'm living the dream. Ever since Jesus Christ him come in.
Yo, this your boy R. Swift. You know what I'm saying? Giving you a live exclusive. Keep the tape decks on lock. I'ma let this verse go and we out your way. Check it. Jesus, now that's miraculous. He took the slug of the consequences of sin when we couldn't duck fast enough. And since man sports, sin like a new pair of kicks. Christ rocked the cross like a Jan sport. Took the weight of our birthright, made it his, then crushed it so we can have a chance to be birthed twice. I can't wait till it returns to the earth like it's mine and everything in it if it fits my birth type. Yeah.
Back the block. We y'all. Back. We back. And Sean Cook and True.
We back.
And like True was saying before, it takes 3 hours to do makeup. You know what I'm saying? You got kids and all that. You're not doing all that.
Yeah, you're not doing all that. Come on now. Let's you know what be saying? Real. And then you got to realize, you know, so these models, they went, they not just putting on makeup.
Well, how they become beautiful? True.
They putting on makeup. They putting on weave.
With weave in your hair like a
mop. I mean, color contacts.
Unbelievable.
Hair color. The Photoshop. They losing dumb weight.
Bulimia.
Yeah, crystal meth cocaine to keep the weight down.
That cocaine diet.
You got models dying.
Eating cocaine sandwiches.
You know what I'm saying? You got models dying to be thin. You know
right,
what I'm saying? And,
right.
And these model agencies, you know, they look for the thin women. They looking for the size zeros.
So who was the first model to kind of blow it up?
Janet Dickinson. She's the world's first supermodel.
And she was on the show.
She's on Tyra Banks.
No. What was the original show she was on?
Oh, she was on Surreal World.
The Surreal World.
Surreal World. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying, with a nasty attitude. She almost got a fight with Amorosa.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Amorosa
got plastic surgery too.
Showed me.
Another
that.
One that looked bad and now looks worse, just with big breasts.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Big breast women. Listen to me. Let me. Can I break you into the man handbook? You know what I'm saying? Men like bodies.
Amen.
Men like faces.
Amen.
But they like natural bodies and natural faces.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? If you coming up and you can't hardly smile, or your lips always look like you trying to give me a kiss because you got Botox. You know what I mean? or your breasts look like, you know what I'm saying? You just put some rain dance on them,
yeah,
and they shine like the Chrysler building.
And they are perfect
like the top
shape.
Of Chrysler building.
They perfect shape.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Like men like natural stuff, yo.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? And on top of all of that, some of y'all's too skinny, yo.
That looks bad.
You know what I'm saying? Now most modeling agencies, when you get hired as a model, they check for the first thing they check for is your BMI status.
Yeah.
And what is that?
Your body mass index. They want to see how much fat you actually have in your body.
Okay. And then they want you
they
to
want
be
you to size 0 to 1.
Now let me just stop right there.
What size?
Zero to one.
You know what I'm saying? Now, I can't speak for white dudes. You know what I'm saying? We should ask Andy and Dan.
Yeah, we should ask.
You know what I'm saying? What they like in the white dude.
Yeah.
All I can do is speak for brothers.
Brothers.
You know what I'm saying? B-R-O-V-A-S.
That's right.
Brothers.
Brothers.
0 to 1 ain't going to cut it.
No.
Because I need some cushion.
That's right.
For the brush.
Thank God for my wife. Big shout out to my wife. Just so y'all don't get it twisted. You know what I'm saying?
Shout out to mama.
You know what I'm saying? Shout out to mama. You know what I'm saying? Because when I'm stabbing in and stabbing out, I'm doing it under the law of God.
The bed is under fire.
You got it.
You know what I mean? And so, anyway, you know what I'm saying? The third one is, now here's what's crazy. Most models don't menstruate?
Nope.
Is that the truth?
That's what CNN, I got that from Newsweek.
They what?
I got that, they don't menstruate.
From Newsweek, they don't got periods.
Yeah.
How's that?
Because they take a lot of cocaine, and they're too small for their frames.
They skied up.
They're too small for their frames.
They're too small, so they
so can't. They can have mad babies.
Some of them can't even get pregnant.
And that's the fourth point. Models can't even become pregnant.
Some of them can't even get pregnant.
And then, go ahead, baby.
And then some of the, some of these models, you know, like, there was one model, she actually died because her body, her BMI, her body mass index was like 14.5. And for her height and weight, she needed her normal body BMI was 28.
That's ridiculous.
That's ridiculous.
Can I state, me and my dad, we have this, we got this theory. They ain't gonna like it, though.
What's the theory, dog?
Should I say it, B? I don't even know why I'm asking Cook.
Say
no,
that joke.
You know what he gonna say. Say that joke.
Say it, Sean. Come on.
Well, top model Sarah Ziff, she states that the modeling industry has the Peter Pan syndrome, where they don't allow women to grow up. The skinnier they are, the younger they look. And that's really why they do it. If you go to Newsweek, man, you can see a lot of this stuff. Model and actress Carrie Otis, she's revealed the sick reality of a career in modeling, and she tells it all to Newsweek, all right? She was married to Mickey Rourke, and she's been on the cover of Vogue, Cosmopolitan, Harper's Bazaar, Guess, Calvin Klein, Sports Illustrated, etc. Here's me and my daddy. Here's me and my father's. This is our opinion.
All right.
Cook dog. People that dress the models, right?
People that what?
People that be dressing models.
Right.
And putting on the makeup.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Usually they men, right?
Yeah.
What kind of men?
You talking about drag queens, dog?
Nah, y'all talking about the regular dudes, you know what I'm saying? They gay blades, right?
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
They gaybies.
They're homosexuals.
They,
you know what I'm saying? And so,
hey, yeah, yeah.
Homosexuals. Yeah. They want to become women anyway.
All
right?
Day.
Now if you look.
So are you telling me? No,
hold on.
I know you're not telling me.
I ain't there yet.
You telling me.
So homosexuals in the industry, they skinny.
Right.
Right? They flat-chested,
yep,
and flat-butted
because,
yep, they men.
Right.
Right? And so they the ones that's dressing the women and making the clothes.
Right.
So in our opinion, we believe that some homosexual men who are doing the fashion are trying to get women to look like them. Because these women who are 0 and 1 have no breasts, sure ain't got no booties. You know what I'm saying? They hips look like a number 2 pencil.
They got straight back.
I wouldn't be surprised if they are men.
Nah, they women. You can tell.
Nah, they women. And they actually be sleeping with the designers. You know what I'm saying?
They sleep with designers. Now, talk about that. They sleep with the designers.
For work.
You know what I'm saying?
Whoever the highest bidder.
Which, to be honest, might not be a big deal if most of them is on fire.
Yeah, but the thing about it is a lot of these young girls, they young girls. They 15, 14, 16, 17, you know what I'm saying? They young girls. So these older men don't have a business sleeping with these little girls.
I agree.
And these parents, they let their kids go to Paris and Spain because they like, oh, my daughter going to be a big supermodel. But they have no idea what, you know what I'm saying, what their daughter's going through over there.
No idea what's going on. You know what I'm saying?
That's crazy.
And so your daughter sexing. And think about
it. It's not even something that she want to do. It's something that she feel like she has to do in order to be big in the business.
Right, right.
And like you said, True, to be big in the business. I mean, basically, you want your face. And I can only imagine. I mean, I'm an artist. And I can imagine walking to a supermarket and seeing my face on the Source magazine. That must feel great.
Yes.
And so imagine you on the cover. And a lot of them, they make 3 or 4 covers. You know what I'm saying? 4 or 5 covers within a year or a couple
paid,
of months.
And they get paid a lot. They get paid what?
Do you know what the salary is?
It depends on the designer, but they can get up to like $345,000 for a shoot.
Yeah.
For a shoot?
For one shoot.
Are you serious?
Yes. Yeah, they make money, yo.
Especially top models can make up to $500,000.
So basically, you might have a couple of millionaire.
You got millionaire models.
Multi-millionaire.
Go to Forbes.com and look up the highest paid
Heidi Klum.
Highest paid models.
Yeah.
Go to Forbes magazine. Forbes.com.
And so basically, you got to get your back blown out. You got to be skinny.
Yeah.
Not have no period. Not have no babies.
And
no breasts.
To be honest with you, you can be ugly as fire.
Cause they can fix that.
They can Photoshop
that.
That's right.
Giselle Bundchen made $25 million last year.
Are you serious?
Yeah, They make dough, sir.
She made $25 million. Heidi Klum made $16 million last year.
They make dough, sir.
Come on, y'all.
And you notice that models, if you guys notice this. Models date athletes.
Yeah. All day.
Kate Moss made $18 million last year.
Wow, that's crazy. I know they make that much money.
Yeah, they making what?
You know what I'm saying? They date athletes, stars.
All day.
They ain't date nobody with no paper.
There you go.
You know what I'm saying? And so this puts a pressure on society. Check out what Kate Moss says. She says, not Kate Moss, Carrie Otis. She says, before Sports Illustrated, She had whittled herself down by using old methods like starvation and the bulimic workout behavior. That Christmas, she had her first seizure. She was so disconnected from her body at that point that she didn't realize that she'd been having symptoms, eating disorders, including problems with her heart. She had to have surgery, a non-invasive procedure, and it was a big wake-up call. That's from Fox News.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
And then she also says that... by the time she was 30, the damage resulted in surgery to repair her heart and implants inserted in her jaw. She had to have implants inserted in her jaw.
Wow.
I mean,
I know you won't make that guap, but that's not worth it.
No, it's not.
You know what I'm saying?
Everybody can't look like Popeye White.
No.
Olive oil.
And Popeye White ain't even look good like that.
She's skinny.
You know what I'm saying? Skinny as fire.
And her face is big as a ham sandwich.
Like a football. Hey, yo, look, we'll go to the Thunder Mama. It's Sean. This Cook is True. We'll be back.
Turn me up, Sean. Yeah,
boy. Hallelujah. This is DJ Iron Jesus. Jesus.
In the middle.
Y'all ready to get this party started?
Turn your radios up.
What in the ham sandwich?
In a Hummer, while a 9-year-old is shot down, no one screaming stop. Now no bridge illustrations for criminals who won't lock down. People deep in Africa look
that's a run. Chinaman, a diamond, until they know who died for sin. So look what Grace did, not for us to stay in. Inside our comfort zones, at home in mama's basement. Get out on the grind, y'all, ain't no better time, y'all. Know you read the Great Commission, let me just remind y'all. Make disciples of the nations, teach them to obey the Lord. Hate to never leave someone to Christ before I face the Lord. And the churches getting bigger daily without understanding worship. Some regenerate, but a lot ain't saved. You walk outside and be surprised, cause the block ain't changed. And the numbers they be getting, something still ain't hitting them. America ain't Christian, they just practicing the ritual. That's why we should be missional. Like what you think I'm spitting for? The United States is dying and the East is looking pitiful. Some places if they get you, they'll arrest you and they'll serve you. But they still need the word to the gospel. Should be heard too. We claim we ain't ashamed, but yet we still ain't hit the block up. We in our Christian bubble while our brothers get locked up. Lord, I wanna stock up, pack a bag and walk up. In a country where sharing my faith may get me shot up. Anywhere you go, whether my city, Lord, or far abroad, I just wanna show them Jesus Christ, the risen Holy Son.
Yeah. you know I'm running and I'm seeking your likes. You'll be seeing and freeing and being the king. Uplifted me singing, no more to run and gun, my soul takes its flight.
Man, I'm flipping and dipping and ripping, I'm soaring like Jordan and Pippen. I'm breaking sweats like the Summer Olympics. If you're ready for battle, then steady your saddle. The devil, he got beef like a cattle, but every state will get battled.
Your book by his cover. Instead, be led to live for the father. See, red is the motto, cause he bled for his partner. And if this is true, then what this means is you should do exactly what he preached and see the world through the lens of Christ. Extend love to everyone that wants to live this life. And let's go.
Ambassadors, man. So we hype about that. We crunk, man. We amped.
Yeah, we amped up. Prepping to save it, baby. We stand up. Stand up for the risen who picked us up and scanned us. Purchased some worthless tools and now we hands up. A bunch of stuff that we ain't earned. I picture that like a hammer. We lift the lamb up. Hands up. This hands up. Half of who the race like hammer. We so hammer. S-S-A-D. And he saved me. Pray scene. But nevertheless, this not better than the best. Cause Jesus, I'll fight the wheels, best of my flesh. I will glorify the Lord, I'm gonna dress in my mess. My superior across the board like checkers and chess. That's why we hype now, we put in the mic down. Lamp on the hill, homie ain't putting the lights down. We rapping them right now, fight for the Christ, hype in my sound. Pray to lay your lives down, for a man's lights down. Yeah.
And even though cats like to run their mouth, man, they think we crazy, they call us names. We can't stop repping them, bro.
Hey, we can't stop repping his name, man, we hate try. Batons that was passed to us from older states. Used to be scared to rep him, they say I'm brainwashed. But after I got to know him, then all the hate they think I'm deranged, they call me insane. They said that to Jesus, I'm following the king. I holler at his name, some folks will behold him. I'm old, I'm living my life like he's old.
We back.
It's Sean Cooking True Ham Sandwich Show.
That's right.
Talking about true beauty. You know what I'm saying? And you know what I'm saying? I think it might be about time.
Is it?
Thunder. 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 Thundercats.
Ho! Let's get paper.
Lesson.
Lesson.
Omega.
Omega.
Let him go. Let him go.
What cat? One thing y'all cats gotta understand is this: when you were put on this earth and placed on this earth,
right?
You know what I'm saying? God made you in a certain way that pleased Him.
That's right.
Now we all got issues. You know what I'm saying? We all could use it. You know, lose a little bit of weight. You know what I'm saying?
Amen.
Or if we could brush our teeth, clean our nails. You know what I'm saying? Wash the ash off our face.
Yeah. You know wash your buttocks.
Wash your butt. You know what I'm saying? Baby, wipe your butt. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
Because your butt musty. Y'all walk around with busted butts.
You know what I'm saying? Busties. You know what I'm saying?
Thinking you looking good.
Your butt busted. I know somebody, yo. You know what I'm saying? I ain't gonna say his name. You know I ain't gonna say his name. You know what I mean? But, you know what I'm saying? You go to my church.
All right.
You know what I'm saying? And the dude always stink, yo. You know what I'm saying?
Like, every time.
Every time the dude smell like B.O., yo. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Dude smell like Bo. You know what I mean?
Are you serious, yo?
The dude smell like, the dude's functified, yo. You know what I'm saying? I don't know how to break it to him. You know what I mean?
Just tell me, yo, do you believe in ivory?
You know ivory?
You know ivory, yo.
You know what I'm saying? Hey, y'all took a trip, yo. You know what I'm saying? To the Ivory Springs, yo. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
you need to come with me, yo.
That's what is zesty.
You know what I'm saying? Hey, yo, man, you need to raise your hand. Make sure you sure.
You know what I'm saying?
You need to go let your wife. You need to let your wife caress you.
You know what I'm saying? It'd be my good friend Mitchum. You know what I'm saying?
See that dove?
You know what I'm saying? See that dove?
Just flew by.
For sure.
You know what I'm saying? That girlfriend, yo, you need to ax her. You know what I'm saying? Give us up that ax.
You know what I'm saying? Put that swab.
You know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying?
You mad smooth, man. They call you, should call you G-Swab. You know what I'm saying?
For sure.
And so, God made you exactly what he had in mind.
That's right.
Everybody's unique. Everybody's an individual. You know what I'm saying? And of course, we know the scripture that, you know, before you were formed in your mother's womb, he knew you, man.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? God, Psalm says that. He knew you and he formed you, had a purpose for you. You were created that way for a purpose. You know? You were created that way for a purpose. You were created that way, you know what I'm saying, with something in mind.
That's right.
And so for you to, first of all, try to match up to these models, you can't match up to these models.
You can't.
Because because what you see it's
not real.
It's not real.
That's right.
And that's why people go get surgery, because, you know what I'm saying, they're trying to do something that was, you know, photo edited. And so really what plastic surgery is photo editing in real life.
That's right.
People do real life photo editing on themselves.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? And then you walk around looking different, you know. And I really don't think these people are happy with themselves.
They're not.
They're not.
You know what I'm saying? Because it don't look like them.
That's right.
The uniqueness that made them is gone. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
And so, take somebody like me, your brother Sean.
Brother Sean.
You know what I'm saying? I got one of them wide African noses. You know what I'm saying? I got one of them Zulu noses.
For sure.
You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? And what you call them? Soup cool. What you call them? True soup cooler lips.
Yep. Them joints work for my good though.
Keep it PG.
Them things work for my good.
Keep that PG.
Yes, sir.
Keep that GG.
Yes, sir.
Y'all mean it's a family program.
Yeah. Down to Cali.
You know what I'm saying? Y'all mean, but you know what? I thank God, yo.
Amen.
You know what I'm saying? I'm comfortable with myself. You know what I mean? I love the way God made me, because it's me. It's uniquely me.
That's right. God made you, dog.
You know what I'm saying? Cookie black as fire.
Black is all outdoors.
You know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying? Black is all outdoors.
You know what I'm saying? Black is charcoal on the 4th of July.
For sure.
You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? But that's Cook Dog. That's him.
All day.
You know what I'm saying? If Cook Dog came and he bleached his skin, I'll be very upset.
Yeah.
Because I'd be like, yo, where's my man at?
Yeah.
Where's my man's in him?
Right, his skin makes him black people a part of who he is.
His skin, my nose, you know what I'm saying? Everything that's about us, everything that's about my wife, everything that's about my kids,
yeah,
my friends, that's what makes them them.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Some of my friends, well, Cook too, but some of my friends, they got bald heads.
Yeah.
If they came around with a toupee, I'd be like, yo, dog, take that off, son. You know what I'm saying?
I got the Bondi.
Come around with a hair helmet.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Take that toupee. Come on, dog. You know what I'm saying? We all got issues, yo.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, we should get in the gym and maybe eat a little bit less and
work out.
All that type of stuff, but that's not what defines a man. Here's what's crazy. Jesus told the Pharisees in Matthew 23:27. He said, woe to you.
Whoa,
scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites.
Raising the roof.
Raising the roof phrase. For you are like whitewashed tombs. Mm. On the outside appear beautiful, but inside they are full of dead men's bones and all uncleanliness.
Clay.
here's what it comes to. Here's what it comes down to. You know what I'm saying? The outside appearance, yeah, we need to take care of that.
Yeah, we do.
But it's not more important than what's on the inside.
That's right.
The spirit man.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? Right, yeah. Can you hit me with that scripture, True?
Well, I chose another one.
You got another
I
one.
I chose another one. This is powerful.
You got a shablinky.
1 Peter 3:3-4 says, your beauty should not come from outward adornment, such as braided hair and the wearing of gold jewelry and fine clothes. Instead, it should be that of your inner self, the unfading beauty of a gentle and quiet spirit, which is of great worth in God's sight.
Oh, Lord.
And the Bible also says, that God will beautify the meat with salvation. All day.
You know what that calls for.
Ah.
I don't know why this thing ain't working. Anyway. Here's the reality. The reality is this. We need to take care of our outside, but the inner man is more important. Yeah. I don't care how much weight you lift. I don't care how good you eat, how many grains you put in your body.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? I don't care how much you chop your face up. You know what I mean? All of that type stuff. If your life is not right with the Lord.
That's right.
The Lord.
If you don't know Jesus Christ.
Clear mind.
And you don't have a relationship with the Father in heaven.
That's right.
Mm.
You ugly.
You.
Woo!
To the bone.
Woo!
Ow!
Woo!
You ugly. You ugly.
You gotta love yourself. Guess what ugly stand for? You gotta love yourself.
Because ain't nobody else will.
God don't make ugly people.
God don't make ugly people.
I don't care what man say.
You know what I'm saying? But guess what? Those that who are far from the Lord, you ugly.
That's right.
You ugly.
Your actions are ugly. Your mindset is ugly.
That's right.
Your heart is filthy and dirty.
And you stink.
And you stink.
On top of all that.
You know what I'm saying?
That's a bad combination. Yeah. Ugly and you stink.
Yeah, man. I'm telling you. You know what I'm saying? And so, this is the reality, man. All those young ladies out there, all those grown men out there, definitely take care of yourself. Try to eat the right thing. Get in the gym. There's nothing wrong with that.
That's right.
But that does not define you. You know what I'm saying? Because without the Lord, without Jesus, you know what I'm saying? Without your inner man, your inside you, who you really are, without that being renewed, you know what I'm saying? You ugly, man. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
For all those females that you know are bulimic or trying to be models and they're maybe have heart issues and heart troubles, you know, try to get some help. Try to get some counseling.
That's right.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Talk to somebody about it because it's not healthy
at all.
You know what I'm saying? It's not how you are supposed to look. You know what I mean? And we also want to thank Dove. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but shout out to Dove.
You know what I'm saying? Having a true beauty contest.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? Showing women, you know what I'm saying, how they supposed to look. You know what I mean? You know, little love handles on the side.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Little escalator on your back.
You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? A couple of packs of Franks on the side.
All right. It's all right, boo. It's all right.
It's all good.
Yeah.
God love you, too.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? And, you know what I mean? Work on the inside first because if you have a beautiful inside, you know what I'm saying, it'll shine on the outside.
That's right.
And you know I think it's most important, too, for the little kids coming up, the little girls coming up, the little tweens, you know, 7, 8 years old now. They look at that stuff. So that's important, too.
Very important. You know what I'm saying? So true beauty is on the inside. You know what I'm saying? Not only with Jesus, but your personality, your attitude, the way you approach life.
That's right.
That'll make you more beautiful. You know what I'm saying? Than you know, trying to look good and got a nasty attitude.
That's right.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying?
For sure.
And so that's what it is, man. That's true beauty. Let me give you the hand playlist.
Mix set 1, song 1, Willie Will, Batman. Song 2, Show Baraka, featuring Catalyst. Let the Record Drop, Freestyle. Song 3, Sean Slaughter, featuring Alvin Slaughter, Lord You. Mix set 2, song 1, Twink, featuring John 1, One Dose, and Jay Life, New Creation. Song 2, R. Swift, featuring Jahaziel, Show Baraka, and Monty G, No No No. Song 3, R. Swift, exclusive freestyle. Mix set 3, song 1, Lecrae, Send Me, represent Ant version. Song 2, Sean Slaughter, featuring Hemotheory, Run. Song 3, 116 Click, Red Revolution. Song 4, 116 click amps.
And that's it.
It's nothing else.
So she wrote.
It's nothing else.
That's right.
You know what I mean?
Sit down.
And so that's what it is. Don't forget to check out the new Flesh Killer music video.
Off this the chain.
Be crazy, y'all.
And you know what I'm saying? And if you ain't got your, that's dropping this Friday at 6. And if you don't have your copy of the Foolish Freestyle,
y'all need the copy
mixtape. The joint's hilarious, yo.
I'm about to download that tonight, yo.
You know what I'm saying? I ain't go front.
I need to listen to that in the car on the way to the interview tomorrow.
Yeah. Listen to Cook's freestyles, yo. Them joints. I did all the editing in the studio.
That boy crazy.
And I was crying. You know what I'm saying? I had tears coming down my face. Yo. I had clears coming down my face,
come
yo.
Come on, sorry.
You know what I'm saying? That joint gave me a stomach ache. You know what I'm saying? So check that joint out, man.
For sure.
It's your boy. Don't forget to call 757-325-9493 and check us out at thehamsandwichshow.com. It's your boy, Sean Slaughter.
It's your boy, Saint Nick, a.k.a. Cook Dog, a.k.a. the drummer Beast Boy.
And I am True Asia. And the quote of the day is, after the makeup, liposuction, tummy tuck, breast enhancement, wigs, and Botox, will you be able to look in the mirror and see the unique person God created? Or will you be forced to seek God to find that unique person he created in the beginning? God is beauty.
Jesus, Mary J. Blige.
my Lord.
My God, my Lord.
Father of lights.
Father.
Have mercy on myself.
We appreciate y'all listening to
What in the Hell Sandwich?
Peace.